Okay, this is pretty interesting Gemara over here. The Mishnah was saying two witnesses say she was captured, two witnesses say she wasn't captured. Anyway, then the Mishnah was talking, and the Mishnah says like this, if a woman comes to Beis Din and says, I was taken captive amongst the Goyim, but I'm pure. She believed. Because Pesha said Pesha hit them. What happens if there's witnesses that she was captured? Okay, she's not believed. But if she came along and said, I was captured, but I was pure. So they said, Peshasi can marry. She married. And then the witnesses came and said, no, she was captured, so the din is she can stay married. That's what the Mishnah says, she can stay married.
That's by the Eved, yeah?
No, because she got married before the witnesses came.
Yeah.
So she comes to Ben and says, I was captured, but I'm pure. So she can get married, right? She did. Then witnesses came and said, no, she was taken captured. They don't think she was tummy. Because if the witnesses come later and said they know that she was raped, then she's married to a Kohen, she has to leave him.
Wow.
Okay? But speaking, the Gemara is going to say this, in fact. So the father of Shmuel said the following. It doesn't mean she actually got married and then the witnesses came. Once Beis Din said, okay, you're allowed to get married, even though she didn't get married, the witnesses are worthless. In other words, simply learning the Mishnah, it says, if she got married and then the witnesses came. So Shmuel's father said, the Mishnah doesn't mean she actually got married and then the witnesses came. What it means is the Rachachamim said she can get married. Okay, she didn't get married yet. Once they said she can get married, even if the witnesses come, it's too late. But the Gemara asks, but the Mishnah says she doesn't go out. If she didn't get married, how can she, there's nothing to go out from. So the Gemara answers, what it means is, her first permission to get married, that stays. Okay, that's what Shmuel's father said. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, Rabbanan said like this. Amra, similar to the case of what we just said. Amra, Nishbisi, Utahirani, if a woman said, okay, I was taken captured, and I'm pure. V'yesh, the Adim, and she says over there also, I have even witnesses that I'm pure. Okay, what does it mean she's pure? She has witnesses that were with her the entire time she was captured. That means nobody raped her. Ain Eimin and Beis Din doesn't say, Namtin Achiyavo Eidim. Okay, she didn't bring the witnesses. The woman comes to Beis Din on her own. She says, I was taken captive, but I'm pure. I even have witnesses that I'm pure. So Beis Din right away says, you know what? Get married. You can get married. They don't say, no, let's first hear what the witnesses say, and then we'll allow you to get married.
That's
Pashur. Pashur said.
Yeah.
Okay, one second.
What happened,
they got married. They allowed it to get married. And the Edim come, and they say, you know what? We don't know whether she's pure or not. The witnesses know she was captured, but they don't know what happened to her.
The same Edim? Yeah.
Then she doesn't go out. Like we said before, what Shmuel's father said. Once Beis Din permitted her to marry, she can marry. What happens in Bo Edi Tmeya? What happens if witnesses came and said Shitaka was defiled? Okay? Even if she has married many children, after she's married to a Kohen, she has to leave him. In other words, like this. And this is a very interesting thing. It's speaking, obviously, the woman was raped before she got married. Right? Now, even if, God forbid, she was raped, she can marry a Jew. Even if she was raped, God forbid, by a Goy, she can marry a Levi or a Yisro. She can't marry a Kohen, because a Kohen is not allowed to marry a woman that was with a guy, even if it was forced. Okay, that's the halach. She's called a Zayna. A Kohen cannot marry a Zayna. because she was with a guy, that's it, he can't marry her. So it says like this, what happens? She came along to Bezin and says, I was taken captured, but I'm pure. So Bezin says, you can go marry a kohen. I mean, the whole chiddush and mishnah, she can marry a kohen. Any Jew, for sure she can marry. There's no reason why she can't marry a Jew, right? The chiddush and the mishnah is she can even marry a kohen. So then the Gemara says, what happens if Chacham said, okay, go marry a kohen, and then the witnesses came that she was captured, so she could still marry a kohen. Or for that matter, even if she was married to the kohen already, and the witnesses came and said she was captured, but we don't know if she was defiled or not, she can stay married to the kohen. But what happens if witnesses came and they said, we know she was raped? So the Braisa says, even if she was already married to the kohen with many kids, she has to leave him. The kids are not mamzerim, they're not kohanim, they're chalolim, a chalol, they can't, he's not a kohen, but she has to leave him also.
Eventually she has the edim that she said before she had the edim. If she had the edim that she was never tamei.
And now witnesses came and said she was tamei. So it's two against two. See, back to where you started. But how can... That's very strange, though. In other words, two witnesses say we were with her the entire time.
They're contradicting.
And the other witness says, no, she was defiled, meaning you guys were not there. Right? So obviously they're contradicting each other. Okay. So, like we're in Terei or Terei, two against two. There's no witnesses. So it goes back to the Pesha Oser. Okay, now there's an interesting case that happened. The goyim used to do, they used to capture girls, rape them, and then they ransomed them. They sold them as slaves, or people would redeem them. So Gemara said such a story happened. Hanish v'yosei, there were captured women, the Asim and Nador, that the goyim were brought by a goyim to Nador. Nador was the city where Shmuel lived. So what happened? Avod Shmuel Natura Badayu. The father of Shmuel placed guards with the women to make sure they wouldn't be defiled. From here on. Right? The goyim brought girls. They kidnapped girls. They brought him to Nardo. So Shmuel's father put people to watch them, be with them the whole time to make sure they weren't raped. Right?
They were raped before or not?
No, Amalei Shmuel. So Shmuel said to his father, Va'ado ina manatrinu, who watched him until now. In other words, we see they're captured. Right? So what, he said to his father, you're putting guards from here on to make sure they're not violated. But what happened until they came here? So he's answered very sharp. Amalei, he said to his son, Ilu banasa chaven, if these would be your own daughters, miyava mezalzebuka, would you treat them so lightly? He said, why are you speaking bad against Jewish girls? And the Gemara says, Shagoga yatsim afnei al shalit, like an error proceeding from a ruler, v'ishta be'banse the Shmuel, and Takashmuel's daughters were captured.
Is this Shagaga?
Shagaga is an accident.
Shagaga.
An error proceeding from a ruler. In other words, like this. It's a pasuk in Kehelis that if a king, by mistake, makes a decree, it's irreversible. Even if a mistake, once a king says something, even if it's a mistake, right, it happens. So he says, Shmuel, you're like a king. Chachamim, right? Even though you said a statement, who watched him until now, so you basically cursed himself that his own daughters are going to be captured. But listen what happened. Ishtabayit Vansit Ishmar Shmuel, daughters of Shmuel were captured. Vasekin allowed the Yisrael. The Goyim brought the girls up to Eretz Yisrael to ransom them. So what happened? The girls, they were very smart girls. They told the goyim that captured them, Stand outside. Stay outside. From we want to go in here for a minute. They came to the Beis Medrash of Rab Chanina in Eretz Yisrael. And this one said like this. There are two daughters that were captured. One of the daughters said, I'm pure. I was captured and I'm pure. And the other one said, I was captured but I'm pure. In other words, like this. As the Gemara is going to say, these are daughters of scholars. They know how to learn. They knew that if Bezda would see the captors, the Goyim, there would be an assumption that they're raped. So they told the Goyim, stay outside for a minute. They ran into Bezdin, the two girls, and each one said, I was captured, but I'm pure. The other one said, I was captured, but I'm pure. So Pesha asked, Pesha hit them. So what happened? Sharinu Rab Chanina permitted them to marry the Koyanim. He said, okay, you can marry a Koyan. Yeah? So, if all of us are Shivune, then the Goyim entered the study hall. Instead, so now the Goyim wanted to see what's going on with the girls, so they came into the study hall. If they would have come first, the girls would have never been able to marry a Kayin. But they went in first. So Amr Rab Chanina said, Benan de Mardoyin Inyun. These are girls of a halachic master. Igloy Milse, the Mad de Bansi de Mashmul Havian. So then they found out that they're Shmuel's daughters. Yep. So Amalei Rab Chanina Rab Shemin Baraba. So Rav Chanina said to Rav Shem and Bar Abba, Perik, Hiltapu B'krei Veisecha, go take care of your relatives, meaning go marry one of them. Okay? He said, go marry one of them. Now this Rav Shemin was a Kohen. Got it? Rav Chanina told, because the girls know how to learn, they made the Pesha Asa Pesha Hitet. Shmuel's father said, once you paskin, even if they don't actually marry, that's it. They can get married. Even though the capture, the goyim came afterwards. So Rav Chanina said to this guy, who happened to be a kohen, and a relative of Shmuel, he said, go marry one of them. He can't marry both, he can't marry two sisters. He said, go marry one of them. Amalei Rav Chanina, so Rav Shemin Bar Abba said to Rav Chanina, Baroika Eidim Medina Sayam, but their witnesses overseas, meaning that they were the witnesses that know they were captured. So he said, Hashta me a lesson to come up, but now they're not here. B'chanin said, now they're not here. Eidim b'tzad istun. So he says, witnesses are in the north, but they also, and we should be prohibited because maybe the witnesses are going to come. You can't do that. So there's an interesting case over here, right? By the way, the Gemara tells us, not here. It's probably the same story. One of Shmuel's daughter's names was Rachel. There was a guy, Mari, there was one of the Amiram of the Gemara's name was Mari Bar Rachel. Why is he called Bar Rachel? His father was a guy. Okay. Why was he a guy? I forgot his name. It's a well-known name. I forgot. What happened was, I don't know if it's one of these two daughters or another case. One of Shmuel's daughters was captured by Goyim, raped, and she became pregnant. And she had the son, Murray. Later, the father of the boy.
The guy,
the father of the boy, converted Kaloch and became a big tzaddik. He became a... So they call him Mari Bar Rachel Bar Shmuel, because the father was a guy. Later he converted, but when he was born, his father was a guy. So they used the mother's name, and the Gemara calls him Mari Bar Rachel. They can't call him the father's name because he was a guy. So they call him Bar Rachel. Sometimes it says Mari Bar Rachel Bar Shmuel, the daughter of Shmuel. I don't know if it's one of these two daughters. The Gemara doesn't say if it was one of those two. Okay, so what happened over here was like, Shmuel's daughters were captured in Nardar, in Bavel. The captor, the guy, brought them to Eretz Yisrael. They stopped outside the Beis Medrash. The girl said, wait a minute. They ran into the Beis Medrash. They said, I was captured, but I'm pure. I was captured, but I was pure. Each one of the girls. Hanina said, you can get married. Then the goyim came into the Beis Medrash. And then Rav Hanina realized what the girls did. They beat them to it. Because if the goy came first as the captives, then there's an assumption they were raped. There's no Peshasa anymore. Right? And then there's no assumption that they're clean. So she wouldn't be allowed to marry a goy. So Rav Hanina said they could marry a goy. Okay? In fact, he told one of his students, who was a Kohen, who was a relative of Shmuel, go marry one of the girls.
Why is it Pesha Asa Pesha Iti is stronger than Chazaka?
Chazaka to what?
You said, like, if the girl is captured, the
Chazaka. You didn't know that she was captured.
She's saying that.
But, so you're believing her? Then you have to believe it, that she wasn't touched.
No, but believe her, because she said Pesha Asa Pesha Iti. But by saying this fact, it shows that she was captured once.
Yeah. But so if you believe her, no, but if you believe her that she was captured, then you have to believe it that she wasn't touched. You can't have it both ways. You can't believe it that she was captured, but you don't believe it that she was not touched. Can't believe.
Okay, so let's say after she said that, like this case, the going came to the court.
Yeah.
And we know for sure as a chazaka that she was tameh.
But the Gemara said before, once Bezdin was matter it.
What is the logic? Why is it?
Because by Shvuya Hikilu. By a get, the Gemara is going to say, not like that. You know? The Gemara is soon going to say. But this is because by Shvuya, the Chachamim were lenient.
Because?
Why they're lenient by Shvuya? Because we don't have proof that she was defiled. And it's only Midrabanan that she was, the assumption is, there's an assumption that she was raped, but it's not for sure. Not for sure.
Was it too often then? A lot of girls get captured?
Then it was very common.
Maybe that's why they were making. They wanted to...
Well, what? They got married young.
No, they were making Chacham on them.
Yeah, because first of all, that's one of the reasons, by the way, girls got married young. That they shouldn't be kidnapped and ransomed. Because they didn't touch married women.
I guess the Jews didn't have authority over the goyim at this point. Otherwise they would have captured the goyim and...
No, it was so kind of like the pirates. They didn't have jurisdiction over them. No, it was a common thing. People came, they sold slaves and the slave market. Where do you think they got the slaves from? They got the slaves from... got the slaves from the, from kidnapping. That's the whole story from Rami Rutenberg. With the unpaid ransom. In the Merkut book of Marcus Kliemann. The unpaid ransom. Rami Rutenberg was taken captive. The Rami Rutenberg was the one that compiled Tesis the way we have it now. He was the father-in-law of Rabbeinu Asher of the Rosh. He was captured and he used to pay big ransoms. So his son-in-law, the Rosh, went around collecting money from everybody to ransom him out. His father-in-law said, I'm not going out, because if you ransom me, they're going to keep doing it to others. He refused to be ransomed. He remained in prison. He died 12 years later in something like that in prison. And they didn't let him out to be buried. I think it was like 12 or 13 years later, a rich man ransomed his body to let him be buried. But this was coming. The Middle Ages was very, very common.
Israel,
you're all over.
No, Maharam.
Maharam was in France. France and Germany.
Europe,
yeah. I think it was in Germany. But that's what used to go on in those days. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this. Time, the Leosa Adam. Okay? The only reason she said she can get married because no witnesses came. But her Eidim Mistira. But l'chaira, the witness is not in China. The witness, the goyim are right here. When they walk into the court as the captors, the ones that captured her, why aren't the witnesses here? So the Gemara answers, even if she didn't get married, even if they just come and say, right? No. The Gemara's question is like this. The only reason she can be married, like, the Gemara seemed to imply, the only reason she can marry is because there are no witnesses. But if witnesses come later, because what's the Gemara saying? He said, but there are witnesses somewhere in the north that they were raped. He said, they're not here now. But l'chaid, if they come later, then according to the Gemara, they should be able to get out, they should be forced to leave the marriage. So the Gemara says, no. Because Kimin Shatil in Nasal Bishlin Nisus, that they can stay married. So Gemara says, no, Edi Tumit Mar. But if Shemin Bar Abba was concerned, not that there are witnesses that she was captured, maybe there are witnesses that she was raped. She was defiled. And then the Mishnah said Teitze. And that's what Efshemin asked of Chanina, how could you tell me to marry the girl? Maybe witnesses will come later and say she was defiled, and then for sure she has to go out. So Rav Chanina said to him, are they here now? What are you worried? Maybe 10 years from now they'll come. When they come, we'll deal with it then. Until now they're not there.
When the Mishnah said the Im, Mishanista, so Edim, Harizel,
Edim that she was captured.
Edim that's captured. But if Edim that they say she was
that the Braisa said? The Braisa says if there are Edim that she was defiled?
Then
Tese. Then she would have to go out. Okay, came in time for a new Mishnah.
Beautiful. As always. Painted the walls.
By the way, we didn't do it this week. You were
looks
here last
clean.
Week. You were here last week.
I know. When did you do it?
I didn't even notice we got new curtains.
Usually those things are down.
We want to move up in the
right.
World.
Right, I noticed the new curtains also.
We want to let the Kedusha of the show go out to the world.
Next door?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. New Mishnah. Chav Gimel Amid Beis. 23b1. Shtei Nashim Shenishbu. Story is like this. Witnesses came, this is what Rashi says. There's witnesses that girls were captured. Okay? There are witnesses that two girls were captured. Then the girls come. Zei Semer Znishbisi Teherani. Vezei Semer Znishbisi Teherani. This girl says, yeah, I was captured, but I'm pure. This girl says, I was captured, I'm pure. What's the problem over here? There are witnesses that she was captured. So, ain't in that matters. They're not believed, like
where
we said before the whole time.
Huh? Where does it say they're witnesses?
Oh, Rashi says. Because otherwise the Mishnah doesn't make sense. Because if there are no witnesses, it's Pesha Hasa, we said before, that they're speaking. Okay? In fact, the whole Gemara is going to talk about the different cases of the Mishnah, if they're witnesses, not witnesses. Now's another interesting case. What happens if they testify on each other? In other words, like this. There's two girls, Rachel and Leah. Two witnesses come and say these girls were captured. Not defiled. They don't know that. They were captured. So, Rachel says, yeah, I was captured, but I'm pure. Leah says, yes, I was captured, I'm pure. We don't believe her. Because there's no Peshasa. What happens if Rachel says Leah is pure, and Leah says Rachel is pure?
There is anything?
There are witnesses that say they were captured.
Right. But each one is testifying for the other one.
Each. Now, on themselves, they can't testify.
But for the other one, they could.
1 minute, we don't know yet.
Okay.
The case is, two witnesses come and say Rachel and Leah were captured. We don't know if they were defiled or not, we just know they were captured. Rachel says, I know for sure Leah is pure, And Leah says, I know for sure Rachel is pure. So the din is, Harei Elu Nemanis, they're believed.
But this is Vadoi Da Sofik, yeah?
What Vadoi Da Sofik?
Because this for sure I know she's Tahor. But the Edim says, you know that she was captured. We don't know that she was Tameh. We know only that she was captured.
So Rashi says,
it's presumed that
they didn't say she was Tameh, the Edim.
Right. In other words, like this. I need, now the Gemara is going to explain this whole thing, just to reiterate, and because it's important for what we're learning now. The Chacham said, if there are witnesses that a girl was captured, and again, the only question is her marrying the Kayan. Okay? If a single girl is captured, and there are witnesses that she was captured, there is an assumption from the Chachamim that the girl was raped by a goy. And therefore she would not be allowed to marry a kohen. Because a kohen, like we said before, a girl that was raped or defiled by a goy, because she cannot marry him, she cannot marry a kohen. It's not a definite. It's an assumption. Because all the witnesses are saying is she was captured. The Chachamim have an assumption, we can assume pretty strongly that she was raped. Okay? Therefore, if there are no witnesses, like we learned in the previous Gemara, she says, I was captured, but I'm pure. We believe her. Okay? What happens, again, like we just learned in the Gemara right before this Mishnah, that if the girl says, I was captured and pure, and Beis Din permitted her to marry, and then two witnesses came and she was captured, she can stay married. Why? And we said this is the very important point. Bishvuya hikilu barabban. By captors, the Chachamim were lenient. Why? It's only an assumption. It's only an assumption that she was raped.
Right.
So therefore, what do you mean the Chachamim were lenient? One of the leniencies that Chachamim gave her, that if a woman testifies that she was not in herself, if a woman, another woman, normally a woman is not a kosher witness, but if a woman testifies that she was not defiled, even though there are witnesses that she was captured, not defiled, there are witnesses that she was captured, but a woman comes and testifies she was pure, that means I was with her the whole time and nothing happened to her, then a Chachamim believer. And that's what the Mishnah is explaining, the second case of the Mishnah. Okay, two women were captured and the witnesses that they were captured. And each one testifies on themselves, I'm pure, we don't believe her. Because you can't testify on yourself.
Right.
But if she testifies on the other woman, means Rachel and Leah. Rachel is saying Leah wasn't defiled. And Leah says Rachel wasn't defiled. The Mishnah says, are they on the monastery to believe?
I have a problem. I'm confused about something. Because you just said before that if a woman is captured and there's no witnesses there, then she says she wasn't defiled, then you believe her.
Right.
Okay, so she's saying the same thing. Huh?
Here are the witnesses.
Here are their witnesses in this case?
Yeah, this case.
Who are the witnesses?
Whoever they are. Two witnesses come. That's what Rashi says. The Gemara is going to say that.
So in other words, when there's no witnesses and she said I wasn't defiled, you believe her?
Believe it because Peshat's a Peshita. If you believe it that she was captured, you believe it that she was not. But what the Mishnah is saying over here is that even though it's a woman testifying, and if you think it even goes a step further, they're really doing each other a favor.
Right.
So there's a reason to think they shouldn't be believed. Because there's a bias over here. Right. You say, I'll say, you know?
Right.
It's like...
Well, the answer is we assume women don't know the Gemara.
There's an interesting halacha that many poskim use. Can I use tuition for tzedakah? Okay? So, boy, girl, bottom line, it's not so simple. Okay? To use Maisa money for tuition. But what happens if I pay your kid's tuition and you pay my kid's tuition?
Good idea, Rabbi. Thanks for that.
So then halachically, has nothing to do with the school. So can you count it as a tzedakah money? You can't get a tax write-off from the school anyway. Forget it. They can't. It's tuition. But halachically, because then for my own kid, it's my obligation to educate him. Just like I have an obligation to wear tefillin. I can't buy tefillin from tzedakah money. Because it's an obligation I have. Tzedakah is tzedakah, not an obligation I have. But if I have an obligation to pay tuition for my kid, so I can, maybe cannot deduct it from tzedakah. But I'm not mechuyev to pay for your kid.
Right.
And that's what happened over here. Rachel and Leah were captured. There are edim that say they were captured. But Rachel says not on herself that Leah is pure. Leah says, oh, so the Mishnah says they're in the Monas. They're believed. Okay, so now.
It makes a difference if they say it before the witnesses. If they say it before the witnesses come, then.
That what the Gemara said before. That was what we just learned before. Then they're believed.
But
the case is over here, the witnesses came already.
Came before you, they even
right.
had a chance to say it.
Correct.
And you still believe them?
If they testify on the other one.
Yeah.
Now, if the witnesses came and said they were defiled,
right.
then obviously one woman, even one man witness is no good.
Right.
Because they're going against the way them.
Even the first case, if there is an edim saying, you know, she was captured, or she comes in a boat, or I'm tired, they should also have a shade, we should believe her.
Yeah, but here it's being she has shade them.
What kind of edim?
Edim that she was captured. Look at the top line, Rashi. She yesh edim shenishbu.
Yeah, but they didn't say she was
tame. No.
So she's okay. Why?
No.
Why only the second about the other person?
Because
even what herself is okay.
Why? It's not peshwa aser peshitin. The edim make her aser. The edim make her captured. Peshwa aser means without me you wouldn't know I was captured. I'm saying I was captured. So now I'm saying I'm pure. But here the witnesses are saying she's captured. So on herself, she's not believed to say, I'm tar. That's what the Mishnah is saying. But for her friend, she is believed. What happens, the Mishnah says like this. Ani Tmeya, again, one capture, one of the Rachel and Leah. Yeah? Rachel says, I'm Tamei, but my Chaver, Leah is pure. Nemana, she's believed. Okay? What happens if the girl says the opposite? I'm pure, but my friend was defiled. Ain't in the menace.
Then she, either one.
Hmm. Either one. Now, Rashi says, Al klum. Nothing. What happens, she says, Ani v'chaverti tmeya. I'm testifying that me and my friend were both defiled. So then the din is, Nemenes al atzma, v'ain in Nemenes al chaver. She's only believed that she's tamei, not the friend.
Sure.
Why?
Because she might hate the friend.
No, because a woman is not a kosher witness to testify against. By captures, the Chachamim were lenient that a one witness can testify pro for her, not against her. A woman that cannot testify on somebody else, that she's Tamea. What happens? Ani v'chaverti Tamea, Tahera. What happens if she says we're both pure? Then Nemenes al Chaverta, she's believed for her friend, like we said before, but Einan Nemenes al Atzma. She's not believed for herself. Now, the Rishonim write, what does the other girl say? All these, there's two girls here. The whole time the dialogue, it's a monologue. One girl says, we're both Tamei. One girl says, we're both Tahar. One girl says, I'm Tahar, she's Tamei. I'm Tamei, whatever it is. So the Rishonim write, what does the other girl say? She's silent. She's not contradicting her. Because if they contradict her, then she's worthless.
And it's one against one.
It's one against one. And it's they cancel each other out. Okay, now, Amr Maradigmar is explaining this b'raisa. Ani tahera v'chaverti tamea. If a girl says, Rachel says, I'm pure, my lay is tamei. And in the menace. She's not believed. Right? Now, the question is like this. Are there witnesses here, or are there not witnesses that they were captured? Yeah. Idaleka edim. If there's no witnesses that she was captured, and the girl on her own comes and says, we were captured, I'm Tahar, but my friend is Tamea. Why shouldn't she believe it on herself? It's Peshawat's a Peshayatan. Then nobody said they were captured.
Because the friend also said she was captured.
The friend doesn't say a word. It's a monologue. That's what I'm saying. The friend doesn't say a word. She is silent, absent, or deranged. One of the above. So the Gemara says, Nishbisi v'teirani, elipshita. So we must say that there are witnesses here. Right? That's what we must say. If there's no witness, what's the case? She says, I was captured. I'm pure. My friend isn't. Okay? So she's not believed.
She's not a good
just under sales. Just under sales. She's believed only under herself.
No, but neither she's believed.
She can't even testify on herself.
Right. So Gemara says, if there's no witnesses, why can't she testify on herself? It's Pashat se Pashit. So he must say that there are witnesses. That they were captured. So if that's the case, Eima Mitziyasa, look at the middle case. Ani v'chavarti Tameya, if she said, me and my friend are both defiled, Nemenes al Atzma, Beine Nemenes al Chavarta. She's only believed for herself, and not for her friend. That means her friend is not Asr Tekayin. So he says, V'i de Ge'edim.
But they're witness.
Amayla Mehemna. Why, yeah, they're witnesses that she was captured.
So what was
So why isn't the friend Tamei also?
Right.
Elipshita, the Leka Edom. So you must say, the middle case is that there's no witnesses. So this is very strange. The Baish is saying three cases, right? One case is, I'm Tamei, my Chaver is Tahar. Right? Or not just the second case. I'm Tahar, my friend is Tamei. So Gemara says, she not believed. But again, if there's no witnesses, why isn't she believed on herself?
Herself
so,
right.
So therefore the case is speaking to our witnesses.
Okay.
Then, if they're witnesses, look at the second case. Second case is, me and my friend are both Tamei. We're defiled. Both of us cannot marry Kayan. So the Gemara says, she's believed on both, on herself, not on the friend.
Therefore there's no witnesses.
Right. But if they're witnesses, then the friends also can't marry a Kayan.
Right. So second case, no witnesses.
So the second case is no witnesses. Ema say, but look at the third case. Ani v'chaverti tahera. She says, me and my friend are both good. So the Braisa said, she believed on her friend and not believed on herself. Yeah? V'i d'laka edim.
There's witnesses. There are edim.
Huh?
There are edim.
That must be find witnesses.
They're right.
Third case
she said, no. Right, if there's no witnesses, then she should be believed on herself.
Right.
So we must say that there are witnesses. So it's like this. The first case has witnesses, the second case doesn't have witnesses, and the third case does have witnesses.
No, other way.
Yes,
I think. No. First case is there are witnesses, second case is there are no witnesses, and the third case there are witnesses. So the Gemara basically concludes, Reisha v'seifa de'ik edim, the first and third cases, speaking when there are edim. And mitziusa, the middle case, is where there's no edim. Yeah? So the Gemara asked, that's a little bit strange.
Right.
You can't have three cases that are saying three different dinim, right? When each case is completely, one is two cases are with witnesses, first and last. The middle case is there's no witnesses, like what's going on over here?
What is the middle case level? He said that Ani v'chaverti
Tameya. Yeah.
She said, me and my chaver are Tameya.
Both of them?
Both of them are Tameya. So she's believed on herself, but not on the chaver.
Okay.
That means the chaver could marry a kohen. But if they're edim, how could she marry a kohen? They're witnesses that she was captured. Not defiled. They're witnesses she was captured. If there's witnesses she was captured, how can she marry a kohen? So therefore we must say, why could the friend marry a kohen? Because there are no witnesses. Right?
Yeah. Then she can get married.
So then the third case is, we're both tahor. So she's only believed on the friend, not on herself. So the question is, that must case, there are witnesses. Right. So the Gemara basically asks that the beginning and the end, it's not really the first and third, it's like the second and fourth. There are four cases in the Braisa. But the Gemara is saying the second, third, and fourth case. Doesn't make sense. The second case speaking there were witnesses, the third case is speaking there are no witnesses, and the fourth case is speaking there are witnesses. So it's basically inconsistent.
They're just trying to confuse us. conclusion is Rabbi is trying to
So, Abaye says, yes. Reisha v'seva d'ikeidim. Yes, that's it. The first case and the third case has Eidim, and the middle case is speaking to no Eidim. Okay? Got it? No. Now, Papa answers a whole different answer. It's all speaking their witnesses, but not two, only one.
Mm. There you go.
See, that's the inside. Now, Papa, my Kula Dikadim, all three cases I speak when there's Eidim. If there's Eidim, why in the middle case is she not believed that the Chavata is coming? Right? He's speaking like this. So he explains like this. Now Rav Papa explains the Braisa. What's the case? If she says, I'm Tomei, but my friend is Tahar, and one witness says the opposite, you're pure and your Chaver is Tomei.
Right.
Okay?
Chaver is Tomei with one witness? So in other words, but the woman can't be an aid. So how are there two witnesses here? Just because there's one aid, you can't have a witness.
You believe,
with the big
no,
one.
You, then the chaverta is kosher, is right. Even if there is an aid, says not, but we're makel to say that she can testify that she was, but maybe not with an aid.
A woman can't be an aid.
Let get this. So, no, by shvuya they allowed it. Right. 1 second, but it's more than that. She said, I'm Tomei, and my friend is Tahar.
Right.
Now, the witness says, no.
The other way.
You're Tahar, and your friend is Tomei.
Cancel.
So it says she's not, on herself, she's Tomei.
Well, maybe you can use his testimony about her.
No. 1 second. No. Lucheda, one witness says she's Tahar, and she's saying Tomei, on herself. So then she's believed.
Because there was a witness that said she's
no.
Tamei. She's Tamei.
The witness said no. The witness saying you're Tahar.
Oh.
She's saying I'm Tamei.
So you believe her?
It's that. It's called Kol Shavin Nafshe Chaticha D'Yisura.
What?
She can make herself treif.
How? Like we learned that you can't
incriminate yourself.
That's only if it's an Aveda. If a woman comes along and says, I lived with a guy, can she marry a Kohen?
No.
A woman comes to business and says, I want you to know I'm honest, girl.
That's not Avera.
She's testifying now, not, we're not talking about punishing her for living with a guy. It's not the question, she's not believed to get punished. If a woman comes along and says, I was with a guy, there's no proof, there's no nothing. Yeah? The din is she's believed, she cannot marry a kohen. Why? There's a rule, Shavya Anafshi, she made herself something forbidden. Just like I can make a piece of kosher meat, I can say this meat is trade for me. A person can make themselves something forbidden. So therefore, what's the case? She says, I'm Tomei. The witness says, no, you're not, you're Tahar. But she's anyway no good. Not that she's stronger than the witness. The witness says, you're Tahar. But she's forbidding herself to be married a kohen. What's the second case? She said, my chaver is tahor. The witness says,
the
chaver is tamei. Right? So it's one against one.
So they cancel each other out?
No. And here's an interesting thing.
Tell me, she wins?
She wins. She wins over the man.
For both or just herself?
For the friend.
For the friend.
No, she's Tomei anyway, even though the witnesses, by the way, even if 10 witnesses came and said she's Tahar, and she says I'm Tomei, she still can't marry a Kohen. Because she made herself forbidden for a Kohen. Right? She makes herself forbidden. Now, once there's a din like this, when the Chachamim believe one witness, he has the strength of two.
Really?
And then even if one witness, not two, if two contradict, it's two against two. But it says like this, Ola says in the Gemara, Kol makom shemina teira eid echad, harehu kishtayim. When the teira believes one witness, I'll give you an example for this, the teira believes him like two. So this woman came first, don't forget. And she said, my friend is tahor. Yeah, because she said, I'm Tmeo, but my friend is tahor.
That's like two Adam.
So it's like two Adam says she's tahor.
Against the guy's
one. Guns one guy, granted he's a man, yeah, but he's only one, arguing against the two witnesses that said she's pure. Mm-hmm. So the Papa says, that's why she's believed on herself.
One second, this one was with the Chaverta with Tame. Wasn't this one there?
No, she Tame. Says.
The second case?
No, she says, I'm Tahor, my friend is Tame, the first case.
Yeah, but he's explaining, not, he's going back all the way to the first case. Oh. The Braisa says four cases. He's explaining the whole four cases of the Braisa. Okay? The Gemara only discussed, the Elmer Mar was only discussing three. Okay? So it says like this. The first case of the Braisa is, the girl says, I'm Tamei, my friend is Tahor. Right? So then what's the din? She says, Nemenis, she's believed about both.
And there's no other witness?
No, one witness argues with her.
There was a one guy witness.
Right. But she said, I'm Tamei, my friend is Tahor. The witness says, no, you're Tahor, your friend's Tamei. So she's believed on herself that she's Tamei even against the witness who says she's not Tamei because she's made herself Chatich HaDisur, she made herself Treif. Now the friend, she's believed that she's Tahor, even though the one witness says she's not, because she's believed like two,
right,
and one can't undo it. That's the first case. Second case.
What? Why do you have to say that she make herself?
Pass the diet 7 up, please. What?
She make herself forbidden. Why you can't say simply, if the lady says, you know what, I'm Tame, who cares? You can come 100, you can come like 1,000, and say, no, you are Tahor. The person, she knows herself better than anybody else. And if she says, I'm Tame.
No,
so you have to use this.
No, what happens if there are witnesses that were with her from the second she was captured until she came to Beis Din? She was never out of their sight. Okay. How does this one witness say she's Tahor? The witness says she's Tahor. She says, I'm Tamei.
Yeah.
And my friend's Tahor. Right. The witness says the opposite. How does the witness know what happened to her?
She was there all the time, probably, yeah.
The witness was there the whole time.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
And the witness says, you were never touched. And she says, I was touched. So it doesn't matter if we believe him or her. The bottom line of it is,
what does she want?
She becomes treif anyway because she made herself treif.
Right.
She made herself tummy. That's it.
Is it because the rule is that if a person is bad-mouthing themselves, we believe them?
No. They're not believed to bad-mouth themselves. They're black rabbit. They're believed to make themselves forbidden even when they're not.
Okay.
If I say, this piece of meat is treif.
Right.
Yeah? 100 witnesses say it's kosher. Not treif. Kosher. I'm not allowed to eat it.
Because you made treif yourself.
Because I made this meat treif for myself.
Well, just by that?
Are you not changing the messiah?
Let me tell you another din that's relevant over here. It's not relevant, I mean, just to show the case. In order to get lashes, you need to weigh them. Right? What happens? Now, by Isser and Heter, kosher and treif, one witness is believed. Yeah? What happens if one witness testifies that this is chelev, treif of fats? One witness and one witness only testifies this is treif of fats, that the punishment is malchus. Okay? And then, two witnesses testify that guy ate that. They're not testifying if it's kosher or not. Right? One witness says this is treif. and two witnesses, and that's the only way we know it's straight, from the witness. And then two witnesses later come along and say the guy ate it. The din is going to get malchus. He's going to have to bring a carbon.
Even though there's only one aid that's
because aid achonam bisudin, he's believed like two. In, when the Torah believes one witness, he's believed like two.
But he wasn't answering it from himself.
Doesn't care. He's saying a statement. He's not answering it from himself.
Right.
He's testifying.
That this meat was...
Let me ask you a question. A mashgiach in a restaurant. Yeah. What's the purpose?
Because you don't believe...
Halachically, what's the purpose?
Because you don't trust the owners.
No.
Testifying.
He's a testifying that it's kosher.
The woman in the kitchen.
He's testifying it's kosher. Okay? So Allah discusses, you come home at night for dinner, your wife made you a dinner. How do you know it's kosher? No, Allah. How do you know the food is kosher?
Because she bought it in a kosher store.
How do you know? I'm saying, how do you know what she did? No, I'm,
you're right.
I'm talking from a halacha perspective. Yeah? Maybe she went to Ralph's. And took the money and then went to Vegas. Right. The difference is no money, you probably can go to Vegas with it. Yeah? How do you know it's kosher? The answer is, Eid Echon Nemen Bisudin. By Yisr and Heter, a woman is believed, like two witnesses. And therefore, Bidin, she has the testimony of two witnesses. And therefore, she's testifying, when she serves you the food, she doesn't have to say, by the way, it's kosher.
Technically, a mashgiach could be a lady.
Halachically, a mashgiach could be a lady as far as belief goes, but many poskim, I did discuss this in the tshuvas, many poskim say, it says like by bedikas chametz, you shouldn't have a lady doing bedikas chametz. There's no ladies here, but because they don't listen to the Gemara Shiri either.
You know.
Because things that are difficult to do, sometimes they get lazy and they might not do it right. So they discuss a mashgiach by the way, a lot of establishments have women mashgichim, by the way.
Yeah, same.
But some poskim write that they shouldn't because it's a lot of work. You know, you have to be on top of everything and early and late and, you know, and sometimes it can be lax. But halachically, as far as the kashrus aspect of it, yeah, they believe.
So you think this woman is mashgiach and these restaurants are pico?
Huh?
This woman is mashgiach?
I don't know. I know places that have women mashgiach.
You don't say nogea vedova? Like the woman at home. This
so
is no
do you trust your wife when...
Eid Echonam Bisudin.
So the question is, do you trust your wife?
No.
You
no,
trust your wife?
No, no.
Because you don't know where she bought a meat at.
In Beverly Hills, they trust the dogs to make sure it's kosher.
What happened?
Huh?
What happened?
No, I left. When we left, it didn't even start yet, the conversation. I'm going to call Mendel, see if there was something to go back for. They tell us... They tell a story, a guy used to ask, and he had shilas, some meat, used to bring it to the Rav. And after a while, he stopped bringing it to the Rav. The meat. So after a long time, he started coming back to the Rav. So Rav said, what happened to your wife been all these years? He said, well, I met a neighbor that told me he does it a different way. The Torah says, tray for meat, neveli, give to the dogs. So he says, if I didn't know if my meat was kosher or not, I gave it to the dog. If he ate it, I knew it was treif. If he didn't eat it, then I knew it was kosher. But my dog, he said, was too machmer. He ate everything. He's in treif.
Is that noge bedava?
Why? What should we noge bedava?
Because this is your home, this is your money, so...
But she's believed in Eid Echonam Bisudin, even the Gebe Dov.
Yeah, that far, Lego.
I'll ask you another question. A woman goes to the mikveh. Yeah?
She went.
She comes home to the husband, she sells it to the mikveh. Yeah?
How do you know she went?
Not only that, halacha goes even more. She has a chazaka being Tomei. Oh. She was Nida. She became Tomei. Right? Now she's coming along as a single witness to testify that she went to mikveh. Why do you believe her? Why do you believe her? The answer, Eid Echonam Bisudin. And you believe like two. But that's the halacha over here.
So if one Eid comes saying, you know, she didn't go to mikveh, we don't believe the Eid, right?
Right. Because she believed like two. Once they believed her, she's like two. And then one person comes and says, okay, let's see the next case. What?
No, I'm just saying.
The case is, Anita Heira, now the opposite case. I'm pure and my friend is Tommy. And one witness says the opposite. You're Tommy and the Chaver is Tahar. Right? So he says like this. E by herself, Kivin the Ika Adam, Lav Kokomin. The fact that there's a witness that they say she was captured, so she's not believed to say that I'm Tahar. Chavita, but her companion is Mishtaria Puma the Aid, is believed on the witness. In other words, he said like this before. Because by Shvuya, the Chachamim were lenient, anytime there's a witness saying for her, the other witness is not believed. One against one, we always believe the lenient one. By captives.
It's a fair thing to do.
Okay, we'll leave it here. We're not done yet with this.